goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a new decade. This is Larry Bloom, your host of the Divorce Hour. And today we're going to be talking about image. I have with me today, you know, people hear me on the radio when I have a female guest, I always go, they're beautiful. But not only are these two women beautiful, they have the resumes to prove it. So,
beauty in print.
There you go. And
Judy.
We will certainly give you their websites later so that you can check them out for yourself and see that I'm not lying. I am happy to say that I'm here with Judith Graham and with Catherine Schuller. Is that the way it's pronounced?
Schuller.
Okay. And the two of them have put together a book called Image Power, and they're both image consultants. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Larry.
How's your image going in 2011?
My image is great. Got my hair cut. Put on a suit
put on
for
a
you.
Suit?
I put on a suit for you.
You did.
Even
now,
though it's snowing, when it's gloomy, you get glam.
Let's understand this. Normally, I tell my guests, this is radio. You don't have to dress for me. And I'm usually in jeans and a sweatshirt. Unless it's the summer, then I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't going to have two stylists before me and come in here without my best suit on, a white shirt, and an appropriate tie to go with
it. And don't you feel better?
I always feel better when I look good.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
And that's the essence of what an image consultant does, is we help people with their appearance, with their behavior, with their communication skills. Yes. And it's a total package. And I like to think of it as applied fashion. We're not really up there to help people look like models, be a model or just look like one. But in a way, we're helping people with how they project themselves into their world. And that's what an image is. Think about an image projecting onto a screen. You are projecting something. And, you know, however you look on the outside is pretty much like how you're going to, you know,
what you're thinking on the inside.
Yeah. Beauty is as beauty does. Forrest Gump said it best.
Okay, that's true.
You got to walk your talk.
I hadn't thought of it quite that way. Rather than having you each tell me something about yourself and feeling modest, I would rather have one of you brag for the other and describe your credentials.
Well, okay.
That way you can tell the truth and not be modest.
Well, you know, I just heard today that the average person tells 3 lies per day. So the first lie I have about Catherine Schuller is that everything I tell you right now is going to be absolutely the truth, okay? So it's not a lie, it's the truth.
Okay, got
it. So the truth is that Catherine is known as the queen, the diva queen of the plus size industry. She is the advocate for the real woman. None of this phony stuff. She is all about advocating that real woman, who she is, what she is, how she looks, and how she feels about herself. She's also been a spokesperson for the Charming Shops, for Catherine's, for Talbot's, for Macy's, for Nordstrom's. I mean, the list goes on and on. And, you know, as you look at her, I'm sorry that this is radio and not television, but when you look at her, you can see that she herself has all of her background based in the fact that she was a model, a Ford model, when she first came to New York City. She's also a comedian, and that's a lie.
You know, I saw that on her website. And we'll talk about
stand-up comedian.
Only she's a sit-down comedian today.
Right,
it's fine.
Right. But it was absolutely out of survival that I became a stand-up comedian, because I had it with the acting world, because they kept telling me, you gave a great audition, now go lose 70 pounds. I'll be right back. So I took revenge, and...
That's funny, I lost 150.
Wow.
I got divorced. But you and I will have to have a conversation off the air, because stand-up comedy is my dream.
Oh, wow.
That's my dream.
Sticking a knife in your belly and twist it, that's pretty much what it feels like. Okay. But I did, I had a group called The Nerve, because I figured it, by that time of having been told, go lose weight, you know, you gave a great audition, but you're not, just not the ingenue type. You know, it was like the nerve to be myself. And I really found that the nerve was kind of a metaphor for the way you need to live and to be an individual and to reclaim what it is that the showbiz industry took away from me by trying to pigeonhole me. So I just sought revenge in comedy. Don't get maggot funny.
No, that sounds good. Now, I would have thought, because I did read it on your website about the nerve, and I figured it was an open, exposed nerve you were talking about.
That's where we got the term from.
But, you know, it wasn't the chutzpah, it was the nerve.
That's right. That's right. So, the noive.
The noive.
Yeah. And it was kind of a shock rock comedy show. And, I enjoyed it. I had really found myself by doing that stand-up routine on a weekly basis. And it was kind of a lambasting Wall Street and the institutions that define us. And we realized that we're not really claiming our true selves by allowing other people to tell us anything to stop us. So that's where it came from, is like the nerve to be yourself.
Okay. Catherine,
do you have the nerve to talk about me now?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Enough about me, more about me.
Tell me what you think about me.
Right. Well, Judith Ann Graham is one of my favorite people. And we met about 15 years ago through the Association of Image Consultants International. And I really
You said that fast. Through the what?
The Association of Image Consultants International, AICI.
So that's
the organization.
That's the governing body.
Mm-hmm. Professional organization worldwide.
That's the professional organization that we met through. And everyone comes to the image profession from a different walk of life. But it's always kind of about appearance. And the one thing you have to know about Judith is that she is an out there personality, and her personality is defined by the fact that she used to be a former actress. She was on All My Children. She's a cabaret performer par excellence. She plays piano and sings and knows just about every show tune known to man. And I think Cole Porter and the
Gershwin, Cole Porter, Hammerstein, you know, all of them.
All those classics.
A former Miss New York State.
Yep, and a former Miss New York State. I was just getting to that, Larry.
Okay, sorry.
And she has made her niche about brides. So she is the author of My Bride Guide, and she does a lot of weddings and really transforms women on their special day, which is really kind of wonderful. It's a great thing to be able to take someone who really wants to feel amazing and make them look that way and transform them. And she does that with brides and bridesmaids and even the groom.
And even the grooms and mm-hmm. the groomsmen, right. You know, it's talk about the pressure of having to look really good. That is the one day that everyone, not just the bride, but everyone in the bridal party, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, aunts, uncles, you name it.
Nobody looks at the father of the bride. You know, nobody looks at the father of
that's
the groom.
No one.
Because they don't look good?
There have been many bald...
Maybe the grooms.
Have been many bald heads I have powdered. Many a powdered bald heads.
Well, we're going to talk about your tips for surviving a divorce. The 11 tips for 2011. We're going to do that when we come back from the break. Look, ladies, I'm going to ask you questions about men because I'm a man.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
If there are women out there or if there are men out there that have specific questions, call in. The number is 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm here with Catherine Schuler and Judith Graham on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Stewart, do ya think I'm sexy? Actually, that's the name.
Classic.
Do ya.
In the 80s.
Yeah. Well, great song. Great song for this topic.
Great guy.
As always, if we sound good, it's because of the guests and because of Sam. If we sound lousy, it's because of the host. So let's remember that. I believe we have a caller. We do not have a caller. Excuse me. We have a technical difficulty. Aha. Okay. So I'll ask the man's question.
Okay.
You primarily work with women, I would imagine, right?
Catherine primarily works with women.
I work
with both men and women. So, yes. So I can help you with your man cave problems. No problem.
Well, is it just my cave or is it my...
It might be just your man, Autumn. Might be just your cave. It could be a combination of both.
Spruce up your cave.
Okay. And hold on for just 1 second. I think we have Claire. Is that right, Sam? We have Claire on line one. Good afternoon, Claire.
And hi, my name's Clara May.
Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I have a question. My phone's feedbacking here.
Is that better?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got to take this out of my ears.
Okay. That's okay.
Okay, let me see how that is. I still hear myself. Oh, well.
Okay.
I have a question. I'm talking about how to deal with separation of a partner that I still have with me, but the relationship has changed.
In other words, you're living with your partner, but he or she is no longer your lover.
No, he's my lover. I will live with him forever. I've been with him for 14 years, but because of his job, he's not around like he used to be, and I only see him once in a while to say hello rather than having an ongoing everyday relationship.
So it feels like a divorce.
So you got separation issues, right, Clara?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'd say so. Well, that's a biggie.
And it sounds to me like you have to make every moment count when you're together.
Yeah, we do that. We do that. And he's away right now. He's been gone for about 6 weeks on business. And so I told him I was going to call in about this. And he said to remember that I put him on the back burner when he's gone.
Well, how do you feel when you're away from him? Is he with you in your thoughts, or do you kind of carry on?
I talk to him every day.
Mm.
And
does he have the same feeling, Clara May? Does he have you in are you in his thoughts as well?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Well, I'd say that
it's a matter of the physical separation that we've encountered because of the job situation.
Right.
Well, thank God you work. And he's work.
Yes. Look at the silver lining on that, Clara. Well, that would be my recommendation, is that thank goodness he's working. There are 9.8 million people out of work in this country. And the bottom line is that there are more separations and divorces that are happening because people are just, they are exhausted. Their relations cannot withstand the financial difficulties that they have. So, you know, you're kind of like rock stars. You're sort of like, you know, the celeb crowds, where a lot of their marriages kind of go south because of the fact that they're away from each other all the time. But it sounds like you're on much firmer, solid footing. And I would
let me ask you a question. How do you do every day? What do you do for yourself every day?
I work out.
Good deal.
I eat healthy. I'm a holistic nurse practitioner, and I have a really wonderful job. And so I teach workshops, but what do I do for myself is I talk to him every day, and I meditate, I exercise, and I have put him on the back burner. I think that was the biggest thing for me, was to keep him there, because he keeps coming on the front burner, and I told him he has to stay in the back burner because I don't have time for him when he's not here.
Well, you bring
to say
up
hi, and I love you, and I want you to come home whenever you're ready.
You bring up a good point, though, and that is to keep something of your routine. Don't go for comfort food.
Yeah.
Don't drink. Don't binge.
No.
Meditate. Don't medicate.
Right.
You're doing all the good stuff. You're doing necessary.
I do. It's just that it was very interesting to me of how this came up, because at first I was like, okay, I'm not married to this man. Ouch, you're not doing what I want you to do. And then it was like, no, I really love him. You can't do that.
Well, let me ask you this, because
how to make it work like this. And I'm just in the process. So I just thought I wanted to get some feedback on what I'm doing, if there were any other helpful hints.
Well, Clara, before we lose you, let me ask a question of our guests. Is there anything that he should be doing before he comes home to meet with her, or she comes home, or what she should do before he comes home so that the time can be extra special?
Just decide, I would say, to not deal with any blame or any guilt feelings any feelings of resentment, because that can get into kind of a barrage of negativity. And I would say, even though all that negativity about being separated is something you're dealing with, really concentrate on, when you see him, to tell him, A, how much you missed him and how much you love him. And I want you, when you see him, to do your makeup, do your hair,
look gorgeous,
great, and find
that,
a fabulous outfit.
And then the other thing, the problem is, he's been gone for a month. He comes home on the day I leave to go for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm having, you know, it's like this is just an ongoing issue now with our relationship since our jobs are taking us away from one another.
Well, I have one other suggestion for you. When you do meet up, make sure it's really, really solid quality time together. So if you can go out and do the shopping ahead of time, you've got the refrigerator stocked, you've got everything done and set. It's very important. Don't waste your time doing those mundane things when you know that you've got a very special limited time with him. But you're on the right track, and God bless you. Have a very happy new year.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Have a great day. Great weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, our number here, again, if someone wants to call in and ask another question, 877-480-4120.
And that is kind of an interesting question, because divorce doesn't necessarily mean you were served papers. I mean,
divorce,
you look up
separations.
You look up in the
death.
Dictionary, and you can be divorced from an idea. You can be divorced from something.
We're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back from this next break. I'm going to ask you to tell our listeners how they can reach you, how they can get a copy of your book. We'll talk more about your book. We are on Talking Alternative. This is Larry Bloom, and you're listening to The Divorce Hour.
Yes.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
We are young, hearted to heart, we stay. No promises, no demands. Love is a battle.
We are strong. No one can tell us where to roam.
That is the classically opera-trained Pat Benatar singing Love is a Battlefield. It is. I am happy to report that we have Cindy Ann on line one. Good afternoon, Cindy Ann. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
Great.
What's your question or comment?
My question or comment is when going through divorce, a lot of people have problems finding their identity. I'm currently in the image industry, and it's 7 years since my divorce, and I've reinvented myself. And I would like Catherine and Judith to talk a little bit about how to reinvent yourself. Also, one of the things that I have done, this is the Cindy year, I'm in 3 book projects. So I'm looking forward to building on my progress and not looking back to the past.
Well, Cindy Ann, you bring up a good point. The point is that we're comfortable in one way of being, and then suddenly we are divorced, and suddenly we have to look at our life through new eyes and through fresh eyes. So one of the ways, there are many ways to reinvent yourself, but I do think that a lot of people, particularly women and men as well, you need some support around that. So one of the things I always suggest is, you know, get on the phone. You've got to share this news with family, friends, and your loved ones. You've got to let them know what's going on in your life. Don't be surprised and be prepared for people to start falling out of your life. They're not your friends anyway. But just because you're divorced, it's going to separate some of those people away from you. Don't take it personally. Just understand that it's just the way of the land right now. And then the other thing, when you are part of a support group, you're going to hear other people in like situations, in like time frames as yourself as well. So many of you will be going through the same things. So from there, from a support group, I think from there you oftentimes will find ideas, suggestions that come out. One of the things that Catherine and I know, and I know I've been through a divorce, but it was a long time ago. One of the things that I really concentrated on was doing something that I loved, whatever it was. And for me, it was really getting back really solidly into my music and becoming a cabaret singer and really concentrating on those things that had joy and meaning for me. And you're doing the same thing right now, Cindy Ann.
Yeah,
you are doing
busy.
the me, this is time for me part. Women never take me time. They're always about everybody else's time, and they don't take enough time for themselves.
And I think your staying busy is probably the best advice that you gave yourself, and the best direction that you took, because I haven't been through divorce, but my first husband died, and suddenly on a Monday morning he was next to me, and suddenly he was not breathing, and he died instantly. And my whole world was topsy-turvy. And the thing that I found when I went to therapy, and you can apply this to divorce or any loss, is that don't feel sorry for yourself, and don't expect that the world is going to feel sorry for you. 80% of people who find out that you've had something bad happen to you are actually glad, and 20% don't care. And, you know, that is a sad fact, but you need to really check yourself at the door. And I was lucky that I became a fashion editor of a magazine, and I had to hit the road. So immediately after my husband passed away, I hit the road. I took a bag of clothes, hit the retail stores, and I had to do fashion shows. And it was my choice to tell people, if I wanted to, that I had just gone through that loss. And I chose not to, actually, unless I really got to know somebody and they asked me, you know, are you married, are you whatever. And I chose to really select the mood I was in. And I think that you're probably actually staying busy and having those book projects is a fabulous way to get on with it, because amidst all this chaos, the only thing you can control is your behavior and how you treat yourself. And you are choosing to move on. And I commend you on that.
And you know, they also say in the image business, you're never fully dressed without a smile. So Cindy Ann, it's always about smile. Though your heart is aching, smile, even though it's breaking. And you can fill in the rest.
Oh, Charlie Chaplin said it best.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for calling
thank you,
in.
Thank you so much for calling.
Well, and best of luck with your book projects.
Oh, thank you. Actually, it's been seven years. And really, one of the things that helped me is to get my good name back. And I am Cindy Ann now.
Get your
groove
back.
Yes. Well, Cindy Ann, we'll look forward to seeing you on OWN, Oprah's new network.
Oh, all right.
You go, girl.
I have a new book, My Style, My Way. Thank you.
Thank you. While we're talking about books, I am holding up in my right hand Image Power. Can you tell us about Image Power?
Image Power is a combination of 20 different authors. All of us are certified image professionals.
All women.
All women, it just so happens with this book. It takes you through many different chapters and different issues that women face. Catherine wrote the chapter on Don't Get Down, Be Diva. Get Diva. And she also talks about struggles with diabetics and so on and so forth. And she is the opening chapter of the book, and I am the closing chapter of the book. And my chapter is about 40 is the new 50. So where the book ends.
Okay.
And everything in between is just as pertinent.
How does one acquire this book? Besides, if I steal your copy.
You could steal a copy.
I'm kidding. How does one obtain a copy of this book legally?
Go to our website. Actually, go to my website if you'd like. We are actually just in the process of getting yourimagepower.com up and running because we've been so busy with so many of the other things we've been doing. But go to my website, judithanngraham.com. You'll see it right there, and I'll be happy to ship you out a copy today.
Here's my question. Does Anne have an E or not have an E?
No E. A-N-N. No E.
Okay.
Judith Ann Graham. Graham like the cracker.
Got it. And if someone wanted to hire you as their image consultant, how would they reach you?
Well, we have a
1-800
number. It's at 1-800-NYC-LOOK. L-O-O-K, as
wow.
in get one.
1-800-NYC-LOOK.
All right. Now, I know when we were emailing back and forth, I had asked you if you had any special tips for men, because everybody knows this show is about me. So,
really?
We'll start. Yes, it's all about me. So we're going to talk about, for the next couple minutes, we'll talk about men, and then we'll only talk about women after that.
All right.
What should men going through a divorce do? First of all, we all reinvent ourselves every day.
Everybody.
Every day. And I am not the person I was when I was married. I wasn't the person I was before that. And chances are, next week I'll be somebody else again. So tell me what a man who's in the process of a divorce should be doing to get his life back on track.
Well, don't slink off into a cave, because as that book, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, says... Women have a tendency to talk to other women, their board of directors, whomever, that it really comforts them with advice, therapists as well as good friends. But men slink off and they kind of process alone. And that's a real, I would say, detrimental way to handle it, because you're best served by socializing, getting out there and really finding people who, is it a support group? Is it a yoga class, a cooking class, a gospel choir, something that you wanted to do?
In other words, you're not talking about going out and dating right away. You're talking about being with other people.
Right. Yes. I wouldn't put yourself out there in the rejection possibilities, because you know what?
Who would reject me?
You're irresistible.
There we go.
And get a good attorney. No,
I have one.
Hire yourself.
It's not me.
Yeah, right. And there's only two sides in a divorce, yours and the creep's.
And the creep can be male or female. So choose.
Right. So, you know, you just choose to put a little pink bubble around that creep and toss them up into the air and say, it's been nice knowing you, yeah, and I'm moving on. So
right.
You really don't imagine that you're going to get back with them, that there's going to be any reconciliation or getting on with your life right now and choosing to do something for you, whatever that is. I think, Judith, when you got divorced, you went out and bought a hairbrush because she wanted to brush that man right out of my hair.
You stole my line. You see? There she goes again.
That's what happens when you have a partner.
I know.
I work alone.
You stole my line right, I tell you. I'm going to have to come up with another one.
But you have to go out and get something for yourself. That's the point. Go out and do something for yourself. And don't go to a bar.
Don't drink your sorrows away. I got another idea here, too. I mean, the other thing is do your laundry. Make your bed and do the dishes.
That's
nothing worse than
okay. So the thing of it is, when men go through divorces, is that they oftentimes are still thinking that there is that traditional role there that the wife is going to come in and she's going to take care of the laundry, do the bed, do the dishes, do the this, do the that. You know, make sure that you do those things for yourself as a man going through a divorce.
Let me talk
do
about
it every
that
day.
For a moment. Let me talk about that for
Let's
a moment.
Let's talk about
if
that.
If I might, because I'm not just a man living after a divorce, but I'm also living with my 18-year-old son.
Oh, you got another situation.
Okay, I got a whole nother ball of wax. Let me tell you
two bachelors.
That there are people, you can hire people. You can drop your laundry off.
Yes, you can.
Thank God. You can have a cleaning lady.
Yes.
Cooking is fun. Cooking is fun on a date. Cooking is fun with your kid, especially my kid. My kid is going to be a chef.
Yeah.
Oh, so he just probably discovered that.
He's great. And, you know, I don't mind cleaning up if he does the cooking.
And that's a great bonding thing to do together. So you don't have to sit there and say, where's mom? Where's my wife? You're taking and you're showing him life skills, too, because that's a good role model that you're actually providing for him.
And we actually have a project that we're waiting for the end of football season to get to. We are going to be brewing our own beer.
Wow.
Yes. Well, I admit it. He's not 21, but he is going to assist me in brewing beer.
Okay.
Larry's Lager.
Larry's Lager.
What an alliterative ring.
Okay.
What's his name?
Jake.
Jake's.
Jake.
Jake's brew does not exactly have the same
Jake's
name.
Juice.
Jake's Juice. Oh, God.
Larry's Lager. I like that.
Okay, there we go.
That's a great bonding
All right,
issue.
I really do want to get into these 11 steps.
Let's go.
And we're going to do that as soon as we get back. Again, call in. If you don't call in, we're going right into the 11 steps. If you do call in, we'll take it any way you want to bring it. 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, here today with Catherine Schuler and Judith Ann Graham at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
We'll be right back.
jealousy, the gin blossoms. We have a caller, and our caller is Aurora. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you.
What can we do for you?
Well, I guess this question is really directed to the more the consultants than you.
That's
the,
okay.
Attorney, since we went through that already.
Lucky, lucky you.
Lucky me, right? If only I knew then what I know now. But I guess I'm addressing this to Catherine and Judith, is it?
Yes.
Now that I've been divorced for a little while, and I'm trying to pick myself up and sort of wipe off my paws and get back out there, it's really difficult when you're a mom and you've got a child to deal with the dating and everything. Are there any tips for dealing with... It's so difficult to think of dressing up again when you're a mom. Are there... Oh, I don't know what I'm trying to say besides go out and get a consultant, but are there any tips for those moms out there who feel like they're just not quite confident to get out there in the dating scene or go out with their friends and still... You don't want to look too hot in front of your kids. Way. I mean, what can we do?
Well, Aurora, this is Judith, by the way. Aurora, one of the suggestions I would have is that don't force the issue, okay? If you are not feeling up to being prepared to go out and start the dating scene again, then chances are that, you know, your instincts are telling you, I'm not ready to be doing this yet. Mm-hmm. So listen to your heart. Listen to what your instincts and your heart is telling you. So if you're not up to it and feeling good, then just back off. There mm-hmm. will come a time then you're going to say, it is now time for me to do this. And you'll be very clear about that time. Now, when that time comes, that's when you need to pick up the phone and you need to call 1-800-NYC-LOOK and you need to hire Catherine or Judith. And we will help you get your groove back on, girl. We are going to make you look gorgeous. You know, just the fact that you have a child, your children want to see you look wonderful as well. When you look wonderful, they smile.
Is it a boy or a girl?
A little boy.
A little boy.
How little?
He's 8.
He's 8.
Okay. So we have a little Oedipus on our hands.
Well, the thing is, too, is I wouldn't, like Judith said, force the issue. I would join some organizations or some support groups or a book club or take a cooking class, somewhere where you can accidentally meet people. And I would dress for those things, too. Don't just show up in any old jogging outfit or don't think... I want you to treat every day as if you're going to meet the man of your dreams. And one day after my husband died, I was in therapy, and my therapist gave me a really good tip. Don't stay in bed and stare at the ceiling fan. Get up, do your makeup, do your hair, put on a fabulous outfit. Dress for the day. Dress for, you know, the dream date that you're going to have, and make it that day. And it you're having a date with yourself. So I want you to really do that and try it for, they say, you know, like 4 weeks to a good habit. If you just do it for a month, I'll tell you something. I was on the subway about a year after I had my husband had died, and I took that advice, and every day I did my hair and my makeup and put something on that was this special, like a power piece, something that resonated with me. And I was on the platform, and this Italian guy came up to me and asked me if the NRR train went to the east side, because we were at 42nd Street. And he didn't ask anybody else on that platform, and I am married to that man today. because I don't think that he would ask me for directions if I had drool on my jogging suit and was feeling down about myself. And it's not that I was there in an evening gown with Swarovski crystal earrings. I looked really good, and I made sure that every day I did that. And that is just something that I can say for me, I did. And I want you to do that for yourself, Aurora.
Yeah, Aurora, I met my husband on the beach. So, you know, the opposite can be true, too. I didn't look like a slob at all. I really looked like I looked hot. I totally looked hot. But but I did. I met him on the beach where he was kind of scruffy and so on and so forth. He came in to see me do a cabaret act about the month later, and I didn't recognize him because he was really, at that point, all dressed up in a suit and so on and so forth. But what Catherine's suggestion is really be mindful of your appearance, your behavior, and your communication. The way you behave, the tone of your voice, how you sound is very important. How you communicate on the phone. If you are having a downer day and you're feeling not up to it, put a little mirror in front of you. And then when you talk on the phone, make sure that you're on a phone that you can see yourself in that mirror. Because when you're smiling on the phone and you see yourself smiling in the mirror, that smile is going to come through on the phone as well. So just keep those things in mind. Appearance, behavior, communication. Extremely important. They all work all together. That's why we call them the ABCs, because they're the XYZs of image.
And you usually will find somebody when you're not looking for them.
Exactly.
That's why don't make it an issue. No. Just show up.
Show up,
hot.
Feel good, look good. And, you know, I never expected to meet my husband on the beach. Had no intention of meeting anyone. Catherine had no intention of meeting somebody on the subway platform. Larry had no intentions of meeting somebody at McDonald's, but he might.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about
it's
McDonald's.
Tough in the city, I'll tell you.
You never know.
But I will tell you that, you know, I'm a little disappointed. Both of my guests are married. I'm disappointed.
But we know single women.
We do. We know a lot more single women than we know single men.
I don't understand. Right. I don't understand that distinction, because I figure for every single woman, there's got to be a single man. But what we
for
will,
every chicken, there's a pot.
Yeah.
Well we good wish, luck, Aurora. You know, don't get down, get diva.
You got it. Thank you, ladies.
Okay.
Thank you.
And when we come back, I want to ask you what you mean by get diva. Because I'm not really sure what you mean by that. If you have a question, we have one more segment left. 877-480-4120. I'm here with Judith Graham, Catherine Schuler. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Inside and out.
very appropriate for a number of reasons.
Jim Kerr, love him. Simple Minds.
Simple Minds. Evidently, Sam thinks I have a simple mind. That's why he's playing that. Don't You Forget About Me. And I believe this came from The Breakfast Club, the movie The Breakfast Club. And you should be getting into clubs and doing things. If you want, if you like, I don't know, to knit, what better place to find a guy than knitting? And you remember, and I say that because Ray Nitschke, one of the toughest guys of all times, played for the Green Bay Packers.
And he liked to knit.
He
That's
loved
right.
To, loved to knit. Knit.
A lot of people find that relaxing, but I think if you're really looking for, you know, the real male guy in your life, maybe a knitting
real
club is probably.
All right,
not
maybe
be.
Maybe I picked the wrong thing.
But you know what? Some other things that come to mind are going to a museum, looking good going into a museum. There are a lot of men that like to go to museums. They're interested. There are men that like music. Go to Carnegie Hall. Go to a Philharmonic. Go to a concert of sort. Put
Take
yourself out there. Take a class.
And just so you guys know, we broadcast every Friday afternoon from noon to 1, and we're on West 72nd Street. And very often when it's not snowing out, I might go into the Museum of Natural History right after the show. Mm-hmm. So if you want to meet me.
There you go. You'll be by which exhibit?
Well.
Now, Larry, I have to tell you, if you walked in there today, the way you're dressed, the suit, the white shirt, the tie, the whole thing and so on. Yeah, I got it.
And the hiking boots.
And the hiking boots.
And
okay.
The twinkle in your
and
eye.
And the twinkle. I have to say that you're going to turn a few heads.
Well, thank
if you,
you
walk in there with maybe jeans and a sweatshirt, you're going to look like kind of every other kind of, you know, schlump on New York City. So put some thought
and
into that.
You know
that.
What I like about your persona is you're tall and you don't slouch. And you have to remember that posture, it signals to the brain that you are present in your life. Stand up straight and really face the challenge of the day. And don't forget about that posture, because if you're caved in, it signals to your mind and your body-mind connection that you are sad. This is sad. This posture is sad. This is hopeful and ebullient and uplifting.
Right.
So
very
it's
important behavior.
Right. You know, I love that the fact is that you're tall and you're proud of that height.
Oh, I love being tall.
Right.
Gives me so many options. But as for the twinkle in my eye, if anybody out there who knows me knows that twinkle is fake, because these are baby blues are contacts. My real eyes are brown, dark brown. Okay, what do you mean by get your diva on?
Oh, yeah, don't get down, get diva. Diva is like my mantra. And it's not about high maintenance, Mariah Carey, Cher kind of diva-esque. It's not that, you know, I only will sleep on eiderdown pillows and have French tulips. That's not being a diva. Diva is claiming the inner goddess or the inner namaste within you and just polishing that as like it's a jewel and really honoring the fact that you are special, that you are unique, and that you matter. And that's about being a diva. And it's a divitude. It's a real attitude.
That's great. We did not get to the 11 tips. That means I need to have you come back again. Okay, because
hopefully in 2011.
No,
because
I mean
11
soon.
Tips
for I'm talking soon.
Okay.
Even
good.
Though
okay.
You're both married, you know. It's okay.
Well,
my husband's in Milan for 2 years, so.
Thank you.
And she leaves that hanging right in thin air.
That's called pregnant. A pregnant pause. Okay. Our time is up. Please stay tuned for Tony Martinetti. Always Tony he says he's as funny as I am. He's not. But he's smarter than I am. So please stay tuned to Tony's the show.
So
I'm
gracious.
Sure that his topic is going to be more interesting than, I don't know, not than this.
Last week.
Because certainly not than this. Probably, no, last week we were dark for the holiday. So
anything's better than that.
That's right. So please, next week, tune in. Laura Olivares will be back, and we're going to organize you for 2011. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here on Talking Alternative. .com.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Two, three. Happy trails to you till we meet again.